Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for being part of my day. Happy Memorial Day, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to read something to you here that you will find familiar. You've heard this before, but it's beautiful words, and it's the message that that Abraham Lincoln, President Lincoln, gave at Gettysburg. 47 years ago, our fathers brought forth onto this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal. Now we are engaged in a great civil war, testing whether that nation or any nation so conceived and so dedicated can long endure. We are met on a great battlefield of that war. We have come to dedicate a portion of that field as a final resting place for those who here gave their lives that nation might live. It is altogether fitting and proper that we should do this. But in a larger sense, we cannot dedicate, we cannot consecrate, we can only hallow this ground. The brave men, living and dead, who struggled here, have consecrated it, far above our poor power to add or detract. The world will little note nor long remember what we say here, but we can never forget what they did here. It is for us, the living, rather to be dedicated here to the unfinished work which they who fought here have thus far so nobly advanced. It is rather for us to be here dedicated to the great task remaining before us, that from these honored dead we take increased devotion to that cause for which they have, for which they gave the last full measure of devotion, that we here highly resolve that these dead shall not have died in vain, that this nation under God shall have a new birth of freedom, and that government, and that the government of the people, by the people, for the people, should not perish from the earth. You know, folks, that's Lincoln was so right on so many levels, but you know, he was wrong about one thing when he said people will not long remember what we say here. Those words that he wrote, that he penned so quickly, apparently, as he dedicated the grave, the cemetery at Gettysburg, people will never forget those words. They're so beautiful, and some of the one of the great treasures of a collection of words that America has. Commander Kelly Strong, when he wasn't a commander, but when he was a cadet, wrote this poem, and I want to read it to you. It's called "Freedom Isn't Free." I watched the flag pass by one day. It fluttered in the breeze. A young Marine saluted it, and then he stood at ease. I looked at him in uniform, so young, so proud, so tall. With hair cut square and eyes alert, he'd stand out in any crowd. I thought how many men like him had fallen through the years, how many died on foreign soil, how many mothers' tears, how many pilots' planes shot down, how many died at sea, how many foxholes were soldiers' graves. No, freedom isn't free. I heard the sound of taps one night when everything was still. I listened to the buglers play and felt a sudden chill. I wondered just how many times that taps had meant amen when a flag had draped a coffin of a brother or a friend. I thought of all the children of the mothers and the wives of fathers, sons, and husbands with interrupted lives. I thought about a graveyard at the bottom of the sea, of unmarked graves at Arlington. No, freedom isn't free. As I said, for a long time I didn't know who the author of that was. I've said that, I've read that poem many times on this show. It always chokes me up. God help us. God help America if we ever hear words like that and think about what it was meant for and not be choked up. God help America if when we hear the Star-Spangled Banner, when that flourish comes at the end, we don't get a chill. If you ever hear the Star Spangled Banner, and that flourish at the end comes, and you don't stand up a little straighter, you don't get a little bit of a chill, let me tell you how to fix that. Go read more history, and go think about these numbers. These are the people who died. These are the numbers who died in the wars that America has fought, the men and women who've given their lives in defense and on behalf of a grateful nation. American Revolution, over 6,000. War of 1812, 4,500. The Mexican War, over 4,000. The American Civil War, over 600,000, both sides. The Spanish-American War, over 2,400. World War I, 116,000. World War II, 405,000. Korea, 54,000. Vietnam, 58,000. And the Persian War, the first one, the Gulf War, 293 dead. So far in Iraq, 4,454. So far in Afghanistan, 1,597. Ladies and gentlemen, those are all demonstrations of agape love. Men and women who gave their lives in defense of freedom, in defense of liberty, for an ideal, for people that they didn't even know. That's the ultimate sacrifice. No, my friends, no, Americans, freedom isn't free. Happy Memorial Day. I'll be right back. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.